This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the other angles that I wanted to cover in this piece is that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he presented the manual to us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did something brilliant, which most of us miss out on. And we miss out on specifically with our ta'aleem and our education. We miss out specifically on this point, What is that? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught salah, he taught how to do the salah, he taught the demonstration of salah, he taught the words of salah, and he taught the devotion of salah all in one package. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never differentiated between one and the other. He didn't teach the sahaba, okay, just learn how to raise your hands, learn how to do ruku, that's it, separately teach them. And another time, learn the words of something, and then some other time, teach them how to have the devotion in their salah. No, the Prophet ﷺ gave them as an entire package. It was all in one. When they learned from the Prophet ﷺ, they learned everything together. They learned the devotion as well together. There was no such thing as getting your salah done, you just get your salah done, and there's no devotion. No, the Prophet ﷺ, he saw one day a man came into his masjid, he prayed. And that man, he prayed, as he was walking out, he said salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave the answer of the salam, and he said to him, he said, salli fa innaka lam tusalli. He said, go and pray again, you haven't prayed. So the man went over again, he prayed, as he prayed, which was in a quick form, and then as he walked past the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave him salam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, salli fa innaka lam tusalli, go and pray again, you haven't prayed. And the third time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up, and then he demonstrated for him how to pray. Because that person didn't have the devotion, or he didn't have the steadiness in salah that you need that the Prophet ﷺ taught. Because when the Prophet ﷺ taught, he didn't teach anyone how to pray fast. He didn't teach anyone how to pray fast. It was just one form of praying. When any of the rulings of Islam came, the Prophet ﷺ gave them as a package.